Lachim miyat ermiyem liyem meira. Shemiyem liyem heilachim gadol akirav la'etzim shalamayla me'er. Helam shalamayla me'gil. Shaiteze nas alvona kemeya chama va'ad keser echad l'shnei. Whoever's saying like this, he said that once it reaches the point where it has received from the sun whatever it could receive, okay, it has achieved its fullest state. Now where is it supposed to go? The next step for the moon is to go to the point where it becomes completely unified with the sun through the revelation of the source which is higher than both of them. The divine essence, which is the source of both of them. So the Rebbe says like this, this in itself is expressed by the fact that after the moon has reached its fullness, it gets closer to the sun. The closeness is not only a technical, physical closeness in order to be able to serve its function for the next month, but the closeness expresses the next stage. After reaching fullness, is now working to achieve this closeness, this total unity between the sun and the moon. So what it's doing is, by drawing closer to the sun, it's trying to connect to the source of both of them. This is expressed, tapping into the essence, which is higher than both of them, is expressed by the fact that the light gets less and less. The essence, light by definition, is something which derives from a source. It does not have its own substance. Whatever light is, wave or particle or both, whatever light is, but it derives from a source. Which that source, in technical terms, we call the essence. The emanation that goes from the essence is nothing more than an emanation. What it basically, Chassidus says, you could say that it reveals the fact that an essence exists, because otherwise where would the light be coming from? But it certainly does not reveal the essence as it is, because it is only an infinitesimal emanation relative to its source. So in other words, the source, the essence, is the true infinity of the essence transcends revelation. Essence, being the fact that it's truly infinite, cannot be revealed and expressed. There is no vehicle, there is no modus of expression which could express true infinity. So light, which is already an expression of something, is by definition, even though it originates from the essence, but it is by definition an emanation which is removed from the essence and not the essence. So as you get closer to the essence, there's less and less light. It's not that as you get closer to the essence, there's more and more light. But as you get closer to the essence, there's less and less light. In other words, even if you look at creation, Hasidus talks about the Er HaKav, okay, that all spiritual lights that are drawn down into this world come through a pillar of light which originates from God's infinite light. But this pillar of light has to pass through, in order to make it possible the existence of this pillar of light, you first have to have a tzimtzum. In other words, there first has to be an existence of a space in which the essence is not revealed. In other words, when you get to the essence, there is no light at the essence. Light is already the process of the essence extracting itself, removing itself. It's true that from where once light begins, the higher you are, the greater the light. But that's within the realm of light itself. Within the realm of light itself, from where the kav from in that pillar of which is the source of all life. So sure, the higher you go, the greater the light. But in the jump from light in and of itself to the source, what's higher than light is darkness. Not greater light. What's higher than light is darkness.
Darkness mamish, or a light that can't be perceived as light?
It's something which is too high to be expressed in light. In other words, just like Begashmis, we understand that I'll turn on the lights. I have a dark room. I'll turn on the lights in the room. So since we're talking about physical light, what is the light going to help me see? Physical objects. The more spiritual the thing is, the less likely the light is going to help me see it. So if I turn on a light, I'm looking for an idea. So I say, the room is dark. You know why I don't see come up with an idea? Because the room is dark. I'll turn on the light, I'll see the idea. No. The more spiritual the thing is, the more removed it is from the whole realm of light, of physical light, the less likely I am to see it. So what's higher than, in other words, physical light can only reveal and express physical objects. Spiritual light can only reveal and express finite spirituality. When you're going to infinity, when you're going to essence, to true infinity, and there's even such a concept as infinite light, but all within the realm of light. When you're going to essence, so there light, the closer you get to the essence, the less light there is.